Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is walked intentionally. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Webb catches it and throws to second to double up Myatt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Moses reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-1 in the game. Shock takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Case. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Hodgin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Case reaches second base with a double. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Case moves to third. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Case scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Carnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgin moves to second. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Myatt catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0 for 3 in the game. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.